This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. The previous Mishnah, the first Mishnah of Masechtas Kelim and of Seder Taharos, presented a list of sources of Tumah which transmit Tumah only through Maga, through direct contact. Our Mishnah says, L'malem mehem, the following two Ovos HaTumos are more potent than those listed in the previous Mishnah. First we have Nevela, the carcass of an animal. And if we're dealing with a kosher species of animal, then it's referring to where it was not killed through Shechita, but it died some other way. So this source of Tumah, U'mechatas sheyesh b'hem kedei hazaya, as well as a substantial amount of purification parduma water that is enough to use for the procedure of using the hyssop to sprinkle that on a person who has tumas meis to purify him of that tumah. As we learned in the previous Mishnah, paradoxically, the mechatas itself can be a source of tumah. When again you have a substantial amount of the mechatas, in contrast to the case of the previous Mishnah where we were dealing with a slight amount, not enough to actually use in the purification procedure, these two avos atoma, nevela, and the substantial amount of mechates, are more stringent than all of the cases listed in the previous Mishnah, in that shehem mitamenes ha'adam b'masa, they transmit tumah to people through carrying. That is, if a person bears the weight of either of these two, of nevela or a substantial amount of mechatos, even though he didn't actually touch the nevela or the mechatos, they transmit tumah to the person, and not just to the person. The Mishnah says, "Latame begadim b'maga." Any kalim, any utensils in direct contact with the person at the moment that he carries that nevela or mechatos, or even moves that, let's say, with a stick, it's all considered masa. Any clothing or any utensils other than earthenware utensil that's in direct contact with the person as he carries, bears the weight of that nevela mechatas, becomes tame as well. As the Pasuk in Shmini states, in reference to an animal carcass, v'chol hanose miniv lasam, one who carries its carcass, yichabes bigada v'tamei ad ha'arev. It's not just a matter of he himself has to immerse in a mikvah, he must immerse his clothing. And we understand from this pasuk that not just the particular example of clothing, but any kalim, any utensils the person was touching, the moment that he carried that nevela becomes tameh, with the exception of an earthenware vessel. And we have a similar pasuk stated regarding the mechatas, the pasuk from which Chazal darshan that carrying a substantial amount of mechatas makes the person tame, even if he didn't directly touch it. Also states, yichabes begadav. He has to not just immerse himself, but his clothing also have to be immersed in a mikvah. Without any special scriptural teaching to this effect, we would have said that the clothing does not become tame, even though the person became tame from the nevela or the mechatas, and he's touching his clothing. We would not have ruled that the clothing becomes tameh, because when he became tameh from the avatoma, the tumah source, the nevela, or the mechatas, he became a rishon l'tuma. It's one degree away from the tumah source. And we learned in the previous Mishnah that the rule is a rishon l'tuma doesn't have the capacity to make kalim, such as clothing, tameh. Yet the pasuk teaches that any clothing or any kalim he was touching while he was carrying or bearing the weight or moving that nevela mechatas become tame. The Mishnah clarifies, v'chasuche begadim b'maga. But the person's clothing are spared if the way he became tame from the nevela or the mechatas was through maga. He didn't bear the weight of the tumah source, but touched it. Paradoxically, halacha is that if the person contracted tumah from the nevela or mechatas through touching it, more in a direct way, the tumah transmission is less powerful in the sense that it does not extend to the person's clothing or whatever kalim he may have been touching while he touched that nevela or mechatas. And once again, it goes back to the language of the pasuk. When the pasuk states this novel teaching that nevela or mechatas not only mitame the person but also his clothing Kalim touching him at the time, it states that law in the context of a person who is carrying the Nevela or the Mechatis. Again, it says, V'chol ha-nose miniv lasam yechabes begada v'tami ad ha-arev. Whereas if you look at earlier in the Pasuk, where it talks about one who touches the Nevela, all it says is, Kol ha-nogeya b'niv lasam yitma ad ha-arev. When he touches the carcass, is tami until evening. It doesn't say anything about his clothing being tami. So we see that this novel idea of the Tuma spreading to not just the person, but his clothing, applies specifically in a case where the Tuma transmission is happening through Masa, where the person bears the weight or indirectly moves the Tuma source. In that case specifically, not just he, but his clothing too, become Tame. The Mishnah used the word here, v'chasuche begadim, a term that we don't often see in the Mishnah. The Rav traces this word to the Pasuk in Vayera, which is at the climax of the episode of the Akedah, where at the last moment the Malach cried out to Avraham Avinu, do not stretch your hand forth against your son. This was a test which you passed. Now I know, ki yirei Elokim ata, that you fear God, for v'lo chasachta esbincha esichidcha mimeni. You did not withhold even your beloved son from me. So chasachta then is a language of to withhold. The Mishnah here is saying that the law of the tumah spreading to the clothing, or other kalim, the person is touching during the tumah transmission, is withheld if the way the person became tameh from the tumah source is magas, direct contact, instead of mas, instead of bearing the weight of that tumah source.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.